Hi, it's Melissa Moore, and welcome to Mile High Magazine. Happy to have you here with us on this Sunday morning, and looking forward to learning more today about the Mother's Milk Bank. And here on the phone is Rebecca Heinrich. She's the Mother's Milk Bank Director here in Colorado. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to be here.
Well, it is great to have you. Tell us a little bit, what is the Mother's Milk Bank?
Mother's Milk Bank is a nonprofit program of the Rocky Mountain Children's Health Foundation. Our lab is located in Arvada, Colorado, and we work with neonatal intensive care units, also known as NICUs, at hospitals across the country to provide donor human milk for babies who need its life-saving nourishment.
Okay. How big is that need right now here in Colorado?
Oh, my goodness. The need is absolutely huge, and we are so grateful for all of our wonderful altruistic donors who help us meet the needs of our hospitals. Really, the demand for donor human milk is on the rise. In addition to more and more clinicians learning about all the wonderful benefits of donor human milk, there's also just a seasonal increase in the number of births. This is just kind of a busy season, a bit of a baby boom.
Oh, is that
and
right?
That naturally, it's just kind of always the fall is always a little bit busier. That naturally creates this need for more donor human milk. And we've seen more than 10% increase from our hospital partners this year over last year. And the requests just keep coming in.
Wow, that is very cool. So a new mom wants to donate milk. How does this whole process work?
We really want the process to be as easy as possible, because if you're a new mom, you've got more than enough stuff to worry about.
Right.
So we want to make this pretty simple. So if a mom realizes that she has more milk than her baby needs, just give us a call. There will be a phone interview. There's an online screening form. There's blood testing that we pay for. Our donor relations team can help figure out the best way to get the donated milk to us, whether that's a courier to the home if it's in the metro area, or by dropping off milk at the hospital or birth center where the mom delivered, or even just a box delivered to their home and they can pack it up and mail it back to us.
Yeah, it sounds like you make it so simple for moms to do.
You know, we really want to. One of our donor moms has this really sweet story about how her own baby refused to feed at the breast, and so she just switched to pumping, and that was a better fit for her family. And she has this really nice quote: "I hadn't forgotten what a relief it was to have access to donor milk as a new mom struggling to feed my baby in the hospital, and I wanted to provide that same sense of comfort to other mamas and babies."
That is very sweet. And that really just shows the impact of the Mother's Milk Bank and what you all do.
We are really in this wonderful spot where we can help mamas who have helped other mamas. It's a wonderful place to be.
So how much milk? So if a mom is listening right now and she's breastfeeding and she's like, I don't know if I really have enough extra, what do you say to that?
Our first priority is always making sure that the mom has enough for her family.
Right.
So this is only for moms who have excess milk. If you're looking at your freezer and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm never going to go through all of this, absolutely. So we're not talking about, you know, 5 to 10 ounces. Hold on to that just in case, you know, you have a tough day or something.
Right.
But if you find yourself with, you know, 100 ounces, well, yeah, definitely give us a call. We definitely want to talk. But for these tiny little preemies that are in the hospital, really 1 ounce can feed them for a whole day. And so every donation we really receive has this profound impact.
So explain why a mother's milk is so important and why it is so good for these preemies.
Yeah, parents have options in their nutrition sources for their infants. We're in a wonderful opportunity. You know, the future is now. But only human milk offers really all of these valuable immune protections, especially as we come up on cold and flu season here. So in addition to providing hundreds of critical vitamins and nutrients, donor human milk is evidenced to dramatically reduce the occurrence of necrotizing enterocolitis, which is a life-threatening disease that affects premature infants. For these tiny little babies, human milk is absolutely life-saving.
And I think for a lot of women, they're like, okay, how safe is this? How does all of that work? Explain that. I know you said you talked about blood testing, but what happens when a mother donates the milk? Like, does the milk go through a process of being tested, or how does this all work?
Human milk is kind of at this wonderful juncture of being a food product and also a pharmaceutical. So we follow both sets of rules, essentially. We want to make sure that this is as safe as possible. So beyond our infectious disease testing to make sure that nothing is there, we also pasteurize the milk. And so the pasteurization process will eliminate any pathogens to make sure that the milk is safe for the babies. Additionally, we do follow-up testing to make sure that everything worked. We do microbiology screening. We do nutritional analysis. We really want to make sure that everything is as pure as possible for these fragile infants.
That way, I think both parents and probably hospitals can feel pretty good about this and not have any concerns.
Absolutely. We want them to feel very confident in the product that we are putting out. And we do have a perfect safety record. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, I would say so. How long has the Mother's Milk Bank been around here in Colorado?
You know, we are coming up on our 40th birthday.
That is incredible. Who started it? Like, what? How did this even come to be?
You know, this the milk bank was put together by some wonderful moms who realized that this resource wasn't available for their own infants. Mm. And they reached out to Dr. Marianne Neifert, who's known in the community as Dr. Mom. She really got this all started. And so it did start from this wonderful place of moms wanting to help other moms. And now it's just families helping hospitals function in a way that can really offer the best care to newborns.
For someone maybe who did not or was not able to breastfeed their baby, and they were like, man, I really could have used something like this. How do families find out about the Mother's Milk Bank? How do they, utilize it too?
Yeah. So if you're at the hospital, having access to donor human milk can be a huge relief for parents, especially when you're struggling to feed your newborn. Mm-hmm. So request donor milk from your care team if supplementary feeding is recommended. And if you're at home and you realize, gosh, I could really use a little bit of what we call bridge milk to help while, you know, mom's own supply comes in, give us a call. There's a form on our website, milkbankcolorado.org, for receiving milk for your baby. Fill that out and we can get the process started. We always want to make sure that everyone has the nutrition option that they want for their child.
I mean, you talked about there are so many different ways to feed your baby. So you're not saying formula is bad. You've just, from what I've heard you say, it's more here are some of the benefits of mother's milk.
Exactly. Formula is a perfectly reliable option if that's the choice that families want. But we want to make sure that everyone gets to make the choice they want.
Now, do you have women who maybe they are not breastfeeding their baby any longer, but yet they choose to keep pumping in order to help out? Like, how does this work, I guess?
Yeah, we do have people who are just interested in, you know, the altruistic side of perhaps their baby received milk in the hospital and they recognize what a wonderful gift that was, and so they want to give back. If their own baby has dietary sensitivities and they realize that their milk won't work for their baby, they're happy to donate it. And then the most fragile and incredible gift that we receive is milk from moms who have lost their baby, and they use this as part of their grieving process to make something good out of something so terrible as the loss of a child.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. That's got to just be heartbreaking.
It really is. It's definitely the hardest thing that we do. We have a beautiful art installation in our front lobby with aspen leaves for each of these bereaved parents and their child. And it's a really special thing. So anybody who wants to come by and visit us, please come see it.
So, how long can a woman continue breastfeeding if she's not nursing her own baby, but she stops nursing her child, but decides, hey, I want to continue and give back? How long can her milk supply stay?
We can accept milk up to 18 months postpartum. So, after that baby's turned 18 months old, that milk. It's not that it's no longer good. It's just that we don't have clinical research that supports it. And so that's our cutoff right now. So
Oh, okay.
After 18 months, We would love to hear from you. And the milk is good for 1 year from when it was pumped, as long as it's been kept frozen. So it can be in your freezer for quite a while.
Okay. So you also will take milk that they had previously pumped that's frozen sitting in their freezer. Like they just realized, like you were saying, you know, I've got 100 ounces here. We're not going to be able to use it. They can still call you and you can still help them there.
Yep, absolutely. That's, in fact, I would say that's probably where most of our milk comes from, is the oh gosh, my stash is pretty big realization.
Yeah. Right. I don't need all of this. What are some of the misconceptions that you hear about breastfeeding maybe that you want to dispel?
You know, breastfeeding is, it's very natural. This is something that humanity has been doing since, you know, the beginning of time. And honestly, human milk is the best food for human babies. Mm-hmm. And so if you are struggling with breastfeeding, absolutely, there are professionals, lactation consultants. We have some on staff here who would love to talk to you and see what we can do to help with your journey if this is something that you want to continue. But this is, human milk is medicine, and we want to make sure that everyone has access to it.
Tell me this before we go. What kind of things do you hear from hospitals and other moms who give back?
I think the gratitude from the families who are receiving this milk is really just something that can't be described. Because as we saw during the formula crisis last year, the fear and terror of not being able to provide food for your infant is it's not describable. Mm-hmm. So having that kind of confidence that my baby has gotten the best food is, you know, the best feeling in the world, really. And so that level of gratitude and relief from those families is a special feeling that only the, you know, this limited number of women who have excess milk can offer. And so we're grateful for it.
And are there mother's milk banks in other states as well? I assume this is not just a Colorado thing.
Yeah, there are 29 milk banks across the country, and we serve a bunch of different areas. But since there's not one in every state, Colorado's one of the largest milk banks. And so we have this duty to make sure that we're feeding all of the infants across the country, which is a heavy burden. And so we are very grateful to everyone who contributes.
Yeah, I was going to say that is definitely a heavy burden. And you said you work with hospitals. What do you hear from hospitals about the donations that you all make?
The hospitals absolutely recognize that this is, you know, a critical resource, that preventing necrotizing enterocolitis is absolutely a life-saving goal for us. And so the hospitals recognize the importance of this. And as long as we have this available, they were always our top priority to make sure that we can prevent disease in the hospitals.
Yeah, and when you talk about 1 ounce will feed a NICU baby for the entire day, that's just incredible when you think about that.
Yeah, these little micro preemies have such tiny stomachs, and so we're only able to put just a tiny little amount of nutrition in there, and so making sure that it is the best nutrition possible is critical.
And so once again, for moms, new moms maybe that would like to get some help, what do they need to do? Who should they call?
I would encourage you to give Mother's Milk Bank a call at 303-869-1888 or visit our website, milkbankcolorado.org, and just reach out to us.
Yeah, because I think a lot of women maybe don't even know that you exist and are thinking, wow, how could I help? Or maybe there are moms listening right now that say, wow, I could really use the help.
Please reach out. We would absolutely be grateful for that. And we want to help on both sides of it, whether you have milk that you want to give or if milk would help you, please reach out to us. And, you know, the holidays are coming up, so clear out your freezer space. If you've got more milk than you need, give us a call and clear out that stash to make room for some turkey.
I love that. I love that. You're like, look, you're going to save freezer space and you're helping out other moms and babies here in Colorado.
Sounds like a win-win to me.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win to me, too.
303-869-1888, and our website is milkbankcolorado.org.
Rebecca Heinrich, thank you so much for your time today. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Great talking to you and learning more about the Mother's Milk Bank. I'm Melissa Moore. Thank you for spending this Sunday morning with us here on Mile High Magazine. And for more information on this organization or any of the other ones you've heard over previous weeks, all you have to do is go to your radio station's website. We have got all the Mile High Magazines up there as podcasts. You can listen again, and you can always share it on social media as well. Go out. Have a great Sunday. Be blessed. Be kind to everyone, and I'll see you back here next week.